I think winning is contagious. You know, I think last year it was contagious, and we got hot and had a lot of confidence, and you know, we were just able to pull it off. And this year for some reason I think the confidence is still there, but it's just not happening for us like it was last year.
But game in, game out, does it start to chip away at the confidence a little bit, kind of like a here we go again feeling?
I mean, to be absolutely real, it's hard. It's hard to keep going on, and it's hard to get that feeling, you know, yesterday, you know what I mean, to see us go down and, you know, miss out on closing game out on offense and then, you know, missing out on defense. It was kind of like, oh, man, here it goes again. But we need to break free of that, you know, and I think we will.
Feel like you were had some old shoes back or something with Jeff next to you? This
dude, man, we make jokes and call him the Iron Man and meetings and stuff like that. But, I mean, how great is that guy? You know what I mean? Really. You know, I know he went to Michigan. I went to Ohio State, man. But I'll be honest, man, I love the guy, man. The guy just, you know what I mean? He just, you know, he's Mr. Dependable. He shows up all the time. And if you would have seen the way this guy worked to get back on the game, and I think he could have played last week, you know, if it wasn't such an early game. The guy's amazing, really.
Robin, a losing streak like this, I mean, what has the message from the coaching staff been, especially Jim? I mean, how is he trying to hold this together?
I mean, I think he, you know, he makes it real clear. He's like, hey, this is what's going on. Here are the stats, and here are the plays where we could have won it. And I think everybody sees that. I think everybody knows that. And, you know, something that we just got to work throughout the week to just fix. I mean, we have to fix it.
Tough as this Broyles news?
It's tough, you know what I mean? You know, it feels like we've been, you know, having the worst luck, you know, lately on some things. And, you know, to lose him, a guy that he was going to be an emerging player on this team, to lose him, you know, for the rest of this season, though, he could have done a lot of growing in these 4 weeks. So, you know, it's hard.
What kind of guy is he? I mean, it seems like he works so hard just to battle back from his other, you know, ACL tear.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as he's starting to plan, as he's starting doing, you know, I've really you know, start to understand him a little bit more and, you know, what makes him tick. And, I mean, he's a competitor and, you know, I think he's going to be a great player, you know, still as he keeps on, you know, producing. But, you know, it's always hard when you're out at all. And, you know, 4 weeks, well, he could have done some growing, you know. A guy like Titus, a guy that, you know, I thought was trying, seemed to me to be trying, to, you know, to get where he needed to go, you know, in Bible studies, you know, all that kind of thing. You know, for it to just flip, you know, just a couple weeks later, you know, I mean, it's hard, man. The guy, he was trying. He was really trying.
After the Seattle game, you told me he had really matured. You were proud of him. You had had conversations with him about change.
You know, that's the thing. I don't know. You know, I mean, after that Seattle game, you know, the guy kind of ran up to me and was just like, you know, I just gave him an encouraging word before the game, just like, tell him how my career went, how somebody got hurt and I had my chance and I never looked back, and explain that to him. And he went out there and played, and after the game, for him to come and be like, hey, I really appreciate that, you know, I was happy, I was proud. And you know, I mean, it just it's hard.
You said for it to flip, so how did it flip? What happened the last week?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm lead that in the locker room. I think that belongs in the locker room. You know, it just, I don't know. It was just different.
Without getting into what happened, are you at least not, I mean, do you understand why he won't be with the team?
I mean, I can understand why. You know, I mean, I think they made the decision they had to make, you know, and I'm sure it was a hard decision. And, you know, I'm not sure it was hard for Titus and his family, you know. I think it's hard all the way around, you know. It's, like I said, man, the guy was trying. He's really trying.